Welcome to the Inbox Podcast with Vincent Sugira.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back again to the Inbox Podcast with me, Vincent Sugira. Today, yo, first of all, I've invited my boy, big time,
yes,
Mr.
Sir.
Valentine in the house. Yo, man, what's good? What's poppin'?
Ça va bien, frère, ça va bien, frère.
So how is life?
Moi, je vais bien.
College, man.
On va. Everything is good. Moi, je vais bien. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, pressure, man. As always, you step out from the school and it's like you've been, it's like been like 2 years, man, of school.
Yeah.
So, a lot of pressure, but so far we're getting there, bro.
Yeah. I see you everywhere. Now, it's no more the Kevin challenge. It's everything challenge, bro.
Now we're drinking water, bro. Raise. All cheers, right,
cheers,
man.
Cheers to the success, huh?
Big time.
So, man, you're into content creation. Obviously, you finished school. I don't think you've indulged in any other profession other than content creation. How is it going so far?
So far, as you are saying, and you just tap in something that I was thinking about, right? So you see, like, there is a way we are studying, right? And after studying, it's like you have to go to look for a job, right? A job. Because some people are not taking really content creation into job. Like,
yeah,
you see, like, our family, they're like, ah, bro, how come you finished school and you're out there just talking? You should go to look for a school, right?
For sure.
So, on me, I feel like it's all about us knowing how you can relate the school or what you've been studying to the content creation.
Yeah.
So, that's the something that I'm trying to, like, figure out and I'm doing right now, bro.
Yeah.
To see how come what am I bringing on the table so that I can relate or connect with businesses, because I started business, bro.
I saw a meme recently. It was like, I've thought about a lot of business ideas to the point that I'm now thinking about starting a police station, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
So obviously it makes sense, man. Like, finishing college, getting out into the outside world. But it was good for you. I feel like you were said you had started your content creation journey, which started as a joke, by the way, if
sure.
I may say. You get me through the story.
Yeah.
But first of all, let's talk about that story. How did it come? How did it start? Is it something you had planned for, or it surprised you? Like, you wanted to try something.
So, I don't know, right? I don't know. Because if you remember well, like me, I used to just do the music thingy. Also, for the music, me, like, I'm that past kind of person. Like, I like to write, right? Every time I'd be writing, like, songs while listening.
Yeah.
And then I came up with an idea. I was able to write a song. I was like, why can't I just drop this song? And then I'll be hearing it to myself.
Yeah,
I don't really have to go and give my song to another person, because I knew what I was feeling at that time. And the song I wrote was called Agakungu. And it was about a girl, if I remember well, right?
Yeah.
I was having that feeling. I was like, let me write. So that's how I started. Like, I used to do music, right?
Yeah.
And then this content creation thing about Kevin, that's when I really fell in love for the first time, bro.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, like, it... Me, every time I'm looking for the videos and everything, I'm too surprised. I'm like, how did I do this, bro? So, as you're saying, I was really too shocked. Me too, I don't know how I can explain it.
All right. I remember when you mentioned about music, I remember the first time we met, actually, I think you were doing a challenge for your music.
Yeah,
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, sure.
And then I remember I was telling you, bro, you should get your music to the radio station, to the TV station. And then remember one day you were like, okay, bro, if you think that's easy, let's go together one day and you will see what's up.
Yeah, you know, bro.
So we can say your Kevine song was your breakthrough, or?
Yeah, like, I feel like it was that, because even now, although I moved on, like, I'm doing a lot of things, But when I meet someone, it's all about Kevin. It's all about Kevin. And then that's the thing I worked on, bro. Like, I really worked on that thing. Because why am I saying I worked on it, right? Uh-huh. I didn't want to build my career on Kevin. Because people was like, oh, he's good at this and this.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was over. Anybody chooses, she did.
Yeah.
But then I had to show the other capability that I have, right? So, so that I don't relate. Because if you see something I want to talk about in this industry, when they have an idea or a content, they stick on it from the beginning till the end. They are so afraid to make a change or bring something new.
Because
they are so afraid, because if I'm bringing something new, maybe people ain't gonna like it, right? And tu vois, c'est vraiment difficile. C'est pour cela que moi, je me dis, oh, il faut tenter à gauche et à droite. Tu ne vas pas faire une chose simplement, mon frère. Il faut que tu bouges. I know you ain't getting anything.
You know, you just mentioned everything I do not get, but it is what it is, man.
It's
yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it makes sense. And I think coming from someone like you who is already in the industry, so you know what you're talking about. But what I want to know is, so now you finished school, yeah? You are into your music career. And then from your music career, you go into content creation. So there is a thing, I was talking to one of the content creators and she was telling me that the hardest thing for her is the fact that when she starts going, when she started going viral, everyone thought that she had money, yeah? And she was like, yo, I was broke, like nothing, yeah? And then I realized that's probably the common thing. So when you started your content creation journey, when you started going viral, because for you it's different. You were giving money everywhere, giving money to the moto guys, you know, everything. So yeah, sure. Didn't that affect how your friendships were or the way people saw you? Maybe sometimes thought you had money when you were broke and it's only you that could know about that.
Yeah, surely, surely. Because when, like, this time I'm be like, I'm talking to someone or I meet someone and they be like, Mr. Valentin, you got money, you got money.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like, what do you mean I have money? But then when I look back, she's going to use to give the motor guys and stuff. Bro, you had money. I don't know, bro. Like, when it comes to content creation or about all having money or going viral and then people think you have money, bro, sometimes you don't have money, bro. But me, I feel like it affected me because, I don't know, in a good way, in a bad way also, because I feel when you're setting yourself on a high level, people know, okay, this guy already have money.
Yeah.
There is no way you're going to come to me or approach me and you give me, like, if you want me to go work for you, you give me less money. Already know Mr. Valentin got money.
Yeah,
so, bro, what you mean? You're going to give me less money, right? So that's one thing. But also, it really affects you, man, because I feel like people think you have money. Let's say if I want to collaborate with someone or I need someone to sponsor me, right? It's going to be hard. It's going to be like, okay, if you don't have that mindset of understanding, maybe he was doing it, let's say, as a content, right? Or not. Or also, it was true. There is something of content that was in it, although it was true. So it's had someone as a sponsor to come to you and be like, I want to invest in him. They'd be like, ah, Mr. Valentin, you got money, bro.
Money.
You got money,
you
bro.
No,
yeah, that guy is
you.
Good.
Yeah.
So definitely, I feel as that, bro.
I mean, have you ever had a situation where a friend asked money from you or somebody, you know, and then they ask money from you, you'd be like, yo, I do not have money. And then they're like, come on, man, we both know you have money. You probably don't want to give me the money. And then it becomes a big deal to the point maybe you...
No, like, definitely not. Because me, with my friends, like, they already know my situation. So when they ask me money and I know they really want money, I give it to them, right? Depending on how I am. I feel like that can be a problem to me. At the point, if you say you're going to borrow me money because I know you're going to give it back or something, I'm good on that. If I know I'm going to get my money back, I haven't faced that problem, no. Not really.
Yeah. So now, I want to know, what is the best part about going viral?
So, okay, like, there is something people don't understand, right? Going viral is something, and keeping the viralness is another thing. I don't know if that word exists. Going viral is one thing,
yeah.
And keeping the viralness is another thing. I had to repeat it so that they get it well, right? It's another thing, right? I feel like you have to understand something though. When you already done something or did something, it's over. You have to look for another thing. Also, the good thing of going viral, it's all about businesses, bro. Although you go viral or not, if you're not gaining money or if people can't see your growth, bro, so people want to see, okay, he went viral. How are you able to come from a viral, transit it in a business way so that you can be successful?
Yeah, which is what I think you're trying to do.
Right? So if you're not successful and you went viral, then now it should be maze, bro. Yeah.
But doesn't that put you guys on pressure, on unnecessary pressure? Especially because you're starting to get viral and I'll ask you about the lifestyle side of going viral and everything later. But when you are going viral and now you come to a pressure of wanting to start something, you know, you have to be successful. You know, doesn't that put you guys on pressure?
Of course you already have pressure because you have people, they are waiting, man. Like they are waiting you to drop something. And then the pressure you get, it's all about judgment. It's all about numbers, right? You do something, you used to get around 1,000 likes, like 10,000 like viewership, and then you drop something, you fall on 200 with zero comments.
Yeah,
bro, that's a pressure. It'd be like, people, do I have you? Where are you? Like, it's like you are doing it for them, but it's hard to them, like, to give back, right? So I feel like it's all on how you put yourself. That's what me, I see it. It's all on how you put yourself outside, right? If you put yourself outside there, right, and then you set a high, or I don't know, you like titeme or you put yourself on a higher level, you'll be like, I'm a superstar, I'm wearing Rolex, right? And then people, they have a way they're gonna see you. But on me, I feel like, I don't know, I'm too friendly, I'm too understanding, and I'm not driven by the being famous or being recognized. Me, what I'm trying to build, it's a community, right? Let's be together as a community, because I don't take my people as fans, but I take them like as a community. So without them, I can't go so far. So me, the thing I want to do is connect with my audience, right? To be a family.
Yeah.
Not me being a superstar or what. No. Like, kind of community, right? So that we can build something for the country, bro.
I mean, that's so patriotic of you.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, but now you mentioned something about receiving likes, comments, and everything.
Yeah?
And as much as I'm also a content creator,
and
I understand how much it means when you get feedback from your people, it's some sort of motivation, yeah? But how much does it mean to you as someone who's planning to make it a business? Because like you mentioned, it's a game of numbers, yeah. So the numbers are what you're going to present to the investors. So how much? And yo, tell your people, tell them, yo, seriously, this is what we need.
Yeah. No, like, depending on that, me, I can't tell the people and go, this is the number I want, this is the comment I want. Because me, something I believe in, when you're delivering the nice thing, definitely your people gonna like it, like it leads itself near to you. So me, something I work on is knowing that I'm delivering the best thing. That's myself, I can say, oh, this is dope, right? And then it's up for them if they're gonna like it or not, because me, I'm putting something in our society. So it's all about you putting me on a higher, like, you know, to jekure, or you keep me like down, right? So the thing I believe in is doing a nice work, delivering the best thing I feel like when you're doing the next thing, right, there is no way people ain't gonna like it or comment on it.
Yeah, true.
Definitely,
true,
that's my points on that.
True, true. Now, let me come back to the most exciting part. I think the most exciting part, because the moment you start to go viral, yeah?
Yeah.
That's probably the moment you realize your life has to change.
Sure, bro.
Yeah. So doesn't that come with the pressure? I'll be like, okay, nimbani fatiraga kamoto, nako akabisi mumuji, namanuka ngajenda, ngashira mafaranga kugatapka, nje psh, ngajenda muri bisi. And then the moment you start going viral, you probably stop your routines, your normal routine. Did that happen to you?
Yeah, definitely that happened, right? And then I feel like that's the dopest. I don't know, like it's bigger than you think. And at some point I came and I realized that it was something big, right? Because there is a way people take you. They know you are a celebrity. You have to wear like this. You have to be at these places. There is things you shouldn't do, right? There is a higher pressure that you are given when it comes to that, right? But I feel, as I told you, I feel like for me, it's all about you, right? If me, I'm used to take a moto or what, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Me, I create an environment where I'm not lying people.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm a content creator. I can say the content I do or things I do, it's a real thing, right? I don't fake it. I make a content in thing I'm passing through, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on the moment, right? Yeah. But then there's some people, right? They really have judgment, right? They see you are walking or what, they be like, Mr. Valentine, do you know how famous you are, right? How come you're doing this?
Yeah.
Do you know how famous you are, right?
I'm even surprised you didn't come with your Keza, Keza teddy bear.
Yeah, like, you know, you have to go to look for the thingy after this, and I don't think they allow that to enter, right?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what I was like. It's gonna be too, you get, and kinda can't leave Keza here. I don't trust you, bro.
Oh, you mean you didn't bring your Keza because you were going to watch football later and you can't get in the stadium with it?
Yeah, and I can't see Nasiga Keza here, bro. No way.
Why not?
I don't trust you, my nigga.
Anyways, yeah, you were telling me. So it didn't bring that pressure to you?
No, it didn't bring pressure for me, right? Because I don't know how I am, though. I'm too chill, right? Me, I don't complicate life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me, I don't know, like, there is a way, okay, like that, it's a big question though. I feel like you have to analyze it both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't push it on myself.
Okay.
Because, you know,
I'm
like...
I didn't go viral.
All right, so like something...
Yeah, I can help you.
Yeah, something I can say, it's all about yourself, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because me, I know today I can be higher. Tomorrow, like, ugasanga, you know, you're down, right?
Yeah.
So me, I keep to make content in things that, you know, I'm passing through, right?
Yeah.
And then if there is really money coming, because there are things you can't fake, bro. If I really have money that I can buy a car, not take a moto, definitely I'll buy a car and I start to go in the car. But then if I'm start to fake things, right? I go to rent a car because I'm famous, so that I can show to people, oh, I'm generating something or I'm getting something. I'll be lying to myself, thinking that I'm lying to the audience,
yeah,
so that they can take me as a superstar. Now I'm feeling it. You get it?
From what? Okay, I'm not cutting you short, but from what you have showed us on your socials, yeah?
Yeah.
You told us you had the Tesla.
But they showed the Tesla, bro. Y'all saw the Tesla. You see? You see now? I'm proud of my things, but then, you know, it's a way of bringing content. Like, it was crazy. How come you can call that Tesla, bro?
Yeah. If Elon Musk found out, he would be charged for copyright and brand tarnishing or whatever. I just know you wouldn't be sitting here. You'll be in jail serving time. All right. So now we have that, and you have that lifestyle. For you, maybe you're trying to keep balance and everything. Now, I want to understand, when it comes to now how you deal with maybe potential investors or people who you would like to do businesses with, do they understand? Do they understand this content creation, that it can make money, that it can generate them quite a number of population, customers and everything?
So I feel like before, like, I wasn't understanding it, right? But then that's when the school comes in, right? Because me, I used to be shy before I joined the African Leadership University, right? And I feel like the school have really taught us well in a way that if you're going outside there, you know how to approach people, you know how to do a business, you know how to talk to people. It's all about leadership, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I feel like for that, I was too ready to go outside there and talk to them, right? Because if I'm coming to you, I already have a project, like a half slide, I'm presenting everything. So I feel like these people, we have to learn, how are you putting yourself outside there?
Yeah.
As if like you don't know anything, you're talking that to them, you're not showing anything.
Mm.
Then they're going to say, oh, this person doesn't know what he's doing. We are the one to structure for him what he needs to do. But if you already have the structure, you bring to them, you show, I have to do this and this and this. Definitely do understand. Because, you know, I worked with Jibu for Mama Zingwe. You know.
Really?
All right, all right, all right. So definitely, I feel like it's like that.
So it's, for now, it's easy for them to understand the value you bring to the table, no?
Okay, okay. Okay, let me explain this well, right? It's all about yourself, right? It's all about yourself knowing, okay, there is this company, right? What should I do so that they fit in what I'm doing?
So does that mean when you started your Mama's Inge challenge, and so does that mean you had no deal with the company?
I had no deal with the company.
Okay. So did the deal come later or?
Yeah, the deal come later because I found myself, I'm doing a nice thing though. Like, you know, like the thing of promoting over alcohol. It's a message that we should pass to the community.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Fine. I feel like it was a nice thing. Yeah. So I was like, I really need a platform so that we can promote this water, like, or these words that I'm spelling, which is nice, to the community. And then that's when I approached Jibu, right? So that I can work with them, right? And I feel like it was the biggest thing, like, I really enjoyed it though.
Yeah.
And they really understood, you see? So like, I had to approach with them and sell my ideas to them, right? Although, so that's what I'm saying, it's all about us knowing who are you going to approach? How are you going to approach them? What do you have to deliver for them that they're going to fit in, right? So I feel like it's like that.
So now that you just affirmed that you had to deal with them, we can finally say you have money. I do not know where we are going after this. But now, let's talk about your music journey and the challenges you are making.
Yeah, sure.
Which, first of all, how do you write your songs, man? Like, how?
I don't know, like, I'm going to tell you the story about Mama Zingwe. I feel like it's my first time to tell, like, this story to anyone. So definitely I was sick, right? I was sick. And then I had to go to look at the doctor. And then when I went to the doctor, like, they did the checkup, like, for the whole body, right? And then the results came. I went to see them. And the doctor was telling me that, oh, you don't drink a lot of water, like, and stuff. I was like, oh, so you need to start to drink water because it's like, you know, you have like less, right? And then I was like, okay, I don't really drink water that much. What am I gonna do so that I can start drinking water? And then I get home, right? You know, the way we drink juice, you still have the bottle of juice, right? And then I put water in that bottle because I'll be walking. Right, I'll be working with my friends, and this night I really want to be drinking water. And then there is this song that was trending, was Man Man Zite, And Manzi, right?
Tyler, I see you. If I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, you get right. Oh, and then yeah. I was drinking water, right, taking a snap, right, and then I put the song on the. On the video that I did, and then I started to sing it, right?
Yeah.
Bro, the same night I was like, Mama sing, I was like, bro,
yeah,
this is the next thing, right? Right, I'm sick, I need to drink water, I need something that's gonna motivate me every I'm going to have water on me, right?
Yeah.
The same night I was with my friend, right? Shout out to Tyler, maybe it is it, shout out to him, right? His my brother was with him right that night. The same night we wrote the whole verse, Mama Zinye, like it's on Mama Zinye. The same night I went home, I came up with the challenge. I was like,
let's repeat it. Let's go. Are you ready? Yes, go. Let's go.
Mama Zinye.
Yeah, yeah.
Mama Zinye, like it's on Mama Zinye. Let's go. Mama Zinye. You get?
Yes, sir.
The same night, I came up with a challenge. Myself, bro, because I used to be a dancer. I was like, I'm going to give people water. What the challenge should they bring?
Oh, yeah. You used to be a dancer. I remember the first time we performed together.
Yeah, sure.
It was for the graduation, I think, 2022.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I remember I was reciting a poem and you were doing, I do not even know what that was, but it was some type of contemporary art, stretching and everything.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You get that, yeah. And then the same night, I came up with the challenge. It was Mama Zinye, like it's on Zog Mama Zinye. You know, like I came up with a challenge. It was really the combination of things that is the same. Because I'm like, Mama Zinye, you can even do it. Let's practice together. Let's go.
Uh-huh.
Mama Zinye.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
You got to start. Okay.
All right.
I'm a terrible dancer.
Okay, let's go. Mama Zinye. Lekizonzog Mama Zinye. No, you go with right hands. Do it with right hands.
That's right hand. Okay.
Mama Zinye. What you are saying, that's what you're going to do.
All right, let's go. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go, people. All
right. What you're saying is what you're going to do, right? All right. Let's go. Mama Zinye. Lekizonzog. The same hand. Let's go.
I'm going to use my left arm. All right.
Okay, let's go. Mama Zinye. Lekizonzog Mama Zinye.
No, you said you are using
Mama. Yeah, you're gonna be Mama Zinye. Lekizonzog Mama Zinye.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. Mama Zinye. Lekizonzog Mama Zinye.
Hey,
definitely
go.
The right. Same time I came up with the challenge. After the same night, I called IB, bro. The same night I called IB, I told him, IB, shout out to IB.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then that's how it came. After dropping the song, I had the idea of Jiba, I was telling you. It's all about that. So I feel like you can bring creativity into what you're passing through and then you make it a big thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I don't do content creation as content creation I plan. No, it depends on the moods, how I'm feeling, what I'm passing through. I relate it to what I'm doing and deliver it as a content.
Yeah.
So it's kind of expression. Me, that's what I take content creation. It's all about or art expression that you can't talk, but you find a way to express it to people as a content because it's big or it's nothing new. And you don't really want to say it like this, but you bring it in a content creation way.
All right. So that's about it. That's how the story of Mama Zinye came.
Yeah.
And now I might say that's the same way the story of Kevine came.
Yeah, surely.
So we can say Kevine was a true story.
Yeah, it was a true. It's not like we can say it was a true story, bro.
All right. What happened?
No, we did that. Not today, bro. They had it, bro. It's been like 1 year and a half. I don't know. Bro, me, I tried to skip that, but je sais pas pourquoi you're going to bring it all over. No. I feel like that's, I ain't gonna say none.
I remember the last time we spoke about it. You were like, I went to a club.
No, bro.
The story is, you went to a club, you found her twerking in a piano.
You know this broadcast is going to go fast, so no, don't use such words. Don't use such words. But I don't know. I feel like we have to come up. I really want to ask you something, right?
Sure, please.
Right, so how do you take this? Like, you see you are in Kigali, Rwanda, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Do you feel like there is a gap that is missing in content creation or arts or music in general? Do you feel like there's something that is really needed to put power in it? Or do you feel like we are getting a lot of support as youth who are doing the content creation? Like, how far, what's your points on that?
I mean, I don't think I'm in the right liberty to say, like, to speak for every art. But what I think is, I mean, man, we've got to appreciate that, you know, creative industry is going somewhere. Recently, the president met with content creators. Why were you not there, by the way? Why?
Sure.
In the campaign.
Yeah.
So I feel like if they're starting to recognize that, you know, understand the value you people bring on the market, I mean, that's enough. And then again, when it comes to music, I was telling my friends recently that, so I've been seeing how female rappers are collaborating in the US, man. Like, everyone is jumping on everyone's song, you know? And I'm like, first of all, we have a very, very small number of female rappers here. Yeah, but I don't think in ages. I feel like the last hip hop song of female rappers I've listened to as a collaboration was like back in 2012. You know, probably Percy, Sini, and I think it was Percy and Sini. So now you see, there is this sense of collaboration that needs to be there. And that's what they like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things that need to change, but I think, you know, we are getting there. See, you are here, we're talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure,
this is
sure.
How it starts.
Yeah, I really had a lot of. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
So, the other one is like, do you feel us as, I don't know, like, do you feel we really appreciate the arts of others, like, for content creators, artists? Do you feel the energy we give them is the energy that they should really get?
You mean the art?
Yeah, like the energy. Like, you know, like people, like they can drop a song on social media or I don't know what.
Uh-huh.
But are we really giving, are we hyping up for our artist as we should? Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, now I get you. I mean, I'll tell you a funny story, yeah? I saw a meme, yeah, and it was actually a reel. It was this Kenyan guy. He was talking about all the content creators he knows from Kenya, from Uganda, from Tanzania. And then he was like, but I don't think I know any content creator from Rwanda.
<That's>
and then someone went in the comment section and he wrote, we have Bamenya, we have Papa Sava.
Yeah, so.
and I think someone also came in the comment and he was like, bro, we're not talking about farmers, we're talking about content creators. I mean, I think, bro, there is a lot of work that needs to be done. Now, coming back to music, for example, in a way of pushing our music forward, I feel like you people who are doing music challenges and everything, that's a lot of work you guys have to do. I do not know if it's the musicians that do not have the money to pay content creators to push their things, but so far so good. I mean, like, we cannot just wake up one day and everything is everywhere. I don't know. What do you think? Because
so,
obviously, I'm not in that field, so my idea doesn't really.
No, it's fine. Because something I see like that is really making song trends, or I don't know, or the entertainment trends, right? Do you believe we have beautiful girls in Kigali.
Come on, man.
How would you rate Rwanda? Rwanda in East Africa. Can you rate Rwanda if you put it at the first?
In East Africa.
Yeah, that's how beautiful ladies.
So, are we talking about beauty?
Beauty.
Facial beauty.
No, I'm saying beauty. You know what I'm saying. Beautiful ladies.
Okay, Rwanda. You know East Africa includes Ethiopia, no? All right. She's a hard one. It's supposed to be my podcast. You shouldn't be asking questions.
I know.
Anyways, but I think Rwanda... I think it would be fair if I put it on the first.
On the first or the second. It's all fine.
Yeah, first or second. Yeah. Because we have Ethiopia in. And then, it can change depending on other different...
So there's something I want to bring in, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bro, do you know that if we are having such beautiful ladies, it contributes to our music? Do you know that it contributes a lot? Because when I look for the South African, I look abroad, even in France, let's not only focus on Africa, right? Mm-hmm. When I see abroad, like worldwide, girls are the people that are really promoting music, bro. Because you see a fine lady, beautiful lady doing a song, a challenge, you're going to be like, which song is this?
Yeah. Fact.
So, do you feel like our female or our girls are really showing out there, outside there, to vibe or for this? I don't know, like...
You would be the right person to talk about that.
Nah.
Because that's your thing. I mean... That happens on TikTok. That happens mostly on TikTok. So, what do you think? Tell me about it.
For me, I think they're doing good. Keeping if we drop some beautiful ladies, run on the challenge, do it so that we can go through.
let's go. I mean, that's all right, man. That's all right because. As much as we talk about Rwandan entertainment, we compare it to Kenyans. Bro, these people are sharp. Like, they are so sharp.
Yeah.
Like, Kenyans, those people, they know what they want, you know. But now, I think, you know, we are getting there. I mean, how many artists or musicians have come to you asking for you to do their music challenge and, you know...
No, I got loads. For the challenge, when it comes to challenge, yeah, I really got loads. Yeah.
Like who?
Like, okay, I don't know. Let me see. So far, Maestro Booming. It's not... Me, I don't wait.
He's
like,
not Maestro Booming.
A kid from Kigali.
He
got a... Yeah. Right, it's not all about Zungo. They come to me to do the challenge. When they drop the song, and let's say I like the vibe for the artist, right? I really jump on the challenge as soon as possible, right?
Yeah,
so it's not all about like you telling me, but some people really come to me, right? Not in a way that Meso Tengo, he came to me to do a challenge. No, he dropped the song like, I'm crazy. And he was like, you should do something.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then I went on that. But rather than that, you got like this upcoming superstar like artist. They be like, oh, do a challenge for me so that you can go viral also. What we share the platform. But I feel like for me, I search do it as an ideation, right? I do it as an idea. You can drop a song. I'm like, why aren't you positing a lot of, you know, money in the challenge. Because I'm not a dancer, right? I'm not a dancer.
You were. You used to be.
Yeah, but I'm not a dancer because I have friends dancers, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'd be like, okay, are you dropping a song? You really put many efforts in dropping your song.
Yeah.
So your song have to keep going. And the way you can keep your song going is putting the money or support from the dancers, content creators also, right?
Mm.
But then you really need the motivation because if these people don't have a motivation, it's hard to them to do a challenge for you. So you see them doing challenge for other people in other countries, but
who do not even know them.
Yeah, but for our local, they're not doing it, right? So I feel like it's more of talking to the people, right? I don't know. I feel like there is a gap. I don't understand how you can invest let's say 1 million or 2 million in the video, right? Or 5 million, right? In the video for your song. Audio, you spend also like 500, let's say. It's going to be 2.5, right? But when it comes to make your song like
promotion.
Go promotion, you don't put something in it. I feel like me, I don't understand it. And there's something that I see. But now I feel like it's going well. But I feel like if we give a lot of money, right, a lot of talk, you talk to the person, because that's what we're afraid of. You are helping someone today. Tomorrow when he get there, he are not coming back to you. He's going to look for other people. So they be like, okay, if you don't have money, me too, I ain't going to talk to you because I know how you all are, right? So I feel like it's something we have to work on as artists, content creators, anyone.
Yeah.
And I feel like someone did it, Bruce Melody, and then his song also boosted. I don't know how if you saw...
Why did I not see you there?
I don't know. So, I don't know. Like, there is a time, I don't know how I am, right? I be planning a lot of things. At some point, I be like, okay, let me... I don't want to run a lot, right? Show myself in the thing while I'm not delivering anything, right? I really want to take my time, right?
Yeah.
I don't want pressure.
Yeah.
Take my time, be free. Think of what am I going to deliver.
Yeah.
So sometimes I be like staying, like preparing what something to deliver so that I can't buy better, bro.
Yeah, fact. Now, so let's go to the fun part. Yeah? So obviously you have worked with almost every content creator I know. At least those ones who are trending on TikTok, Instagram and everywhere. Who's the most? Give me the two. Or no, you will give me three. The most funniest you've ever worked with.
Let me see. I feel like all of them are funny, bro.
No. I need the funniest. I need the funniest.
All of them. I feel like all of them are funny.
No, I need.
Because so far, let's say Osmarito is so funny, right? Osmarito is so funny. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know. Like, the content creation he does, you can see that nigga is so funny.
Uh-huh.
And he's so nicely. Mm-hmm. So you can't really get bored with him when he's around, right? I feel like he's so funny. So far, also
the is he the other guy that went crazy when Bruce Melody
he met him?
I think when he met, was it when he
no
met
like him? For the hands when he saluted him, he did the, I don't know, I could the president.
Oh, that's the president.
Yeah, for the president.
Yeah.
That guy.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
uh-huh.
He's so crazy, bro. Like he's so nice and he's so funny. Also, the other guy is, I feel like he's my friends, Baby Art and Ispino. They're too funny, right? Because I'm taking them as of. Do you know them?
Yeah, I know them. You guys right? Did the Caffeine Challenge together.
Yeah, sure. Like, I feel like they're so funny because we share a lot of moments where I can be myself, right? That's the thing, right? I feel like, yeah. Also, the other guy is, I feel like General Bender is a nice guy too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What about the female ones?
The famous one, bro. I don't know. So far, I've met with Latifah. You do know Latifah? You don't know her.
Tifa,
yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
I probably know the face.
Yeah, you
most
know.
Most of them I know faces, uh-huh.
Right? I also met her. Also, Shakira.
Shakira, the dancer, no?
Yeah. Also, her, like, she's so fine. I feel like... That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I feel like in the content creation or... In this industry for the dancers and content, I feel like the Rio Gasana, bro.
Bro,
I'm forgetting. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bang after bang after bang.
You should bring him one.
Surely, you should bring the Rio Gasana. The Rio Gasana, he's a nice guy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. The Rio Gasana is so fine, and me, I like what he's doing, right? Also, there is a girl called Benita, which rap girl can because also
that.
Her, like, she's so fine, nice, right? I feel like all of them, as I was saying, like when you meet them in real life, you find that the energy they give outside and energy they have, it's really the same. They are nice people. So that's what I just want to say. When you see in the content creation, like in dancers, I feel like there is a connection, right? You can't approach someone if you want to work with him
Facts.
And you're finding it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for them, me, everyone I meet with, I feel like the success. Good. Yeah.
All right. So now to the other best part. You have been releasing, I do not know what it, how that is called, but then I'm gonna ask you maybe if you remember the lines. You're gonna sing for us, Sprinter.
Oh, you mean the remix?
Yeah, the remix. Let's go.
Your central sister gave me a copyright.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Take a look at this. Diamond links are comfort there. We comfort that. We bet for thinking thing. Shorty thinks I'm half a day. Blah no ba. Can I take my half a day? 100 meha. I just put Nengel and spin her.
Hey,
100 years. LMS in the hey, let's obey. Someone rescue me. I got too many galaga. They can last like 10 weeks.
Yeah.
All nice.
Mr. Valentine.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you, how did that come about?
Bro, that, I don't know, bro. That don't ask to me. Because, that song was hard. Me, I couldn't. Everyone was getting the lyrics. Me, I couldn't get the lyrics. And then the wake up was like, you know what? I'm going to create my own lyrics so that I can sing this song. Because my English wasn't that good. Right? And I was like, I'm dropping my lyrics. So that's how I did it. And then it went viral. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think for you, man, for your content, the way you create content, it's not like you do something people expect.
Sure.
You always bring something. I have this Toyota, but it's my Tesla. I have this trending song, but I gotta do it my way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy, man. We've had quite a good conversation. And I think every other time we gotta talk, we gotta chat, you know, see what's popping, because you and I work on a lot of things together anyway.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, thank you so much for pulling up. I appreciate you. Yo, everyone, please go check out Mr. Valentine on Instagram, on TikTok, everywhere. He's everywhere. He's trending everywhere. If you are a musician, you have your songs coming up, let him be your guy to do challenges. So he's a good dancer, even though he's saying he's not dancing anymore, but I know he's a good dancer. So everybody, thank you so much, Mr. Valentine.
Big pleasure.
I appreciate you.
Big pleasure, bro.
It was a nice conversation. Thank you, everyone who tuned in. See you later.
Tell them
the Inbox podcast. Here on YouTube and everywhere, on every streaming platforms. Catch you later. Hit that subscribe button. See you.